thing. If you'd like to bring your conversations to a close, we are moving now into the next part of our service. And it will become apparent why I'm standing here and there's space on the stage. The aim of the game this morning is to not let a child fall into the baptistry. So who knows, if you were paying attention to Valerie earlier, what's special about today's service? Esther's getting baptized. Well done. So myself and Moses are going to be baptizing Esther later in the service. But before we do that, I'm going to explain a bit more about what this all means. So if you're a child or a young person, if you consider yourself to be a young person, do you want to come towards the front? Just towards the front, just back up a little. Do you just want to move forward if there's any children in the balcony, if they want to come up as well? And what I first of all need you to do is to all grab a Bible and find yourself a seat somewhere near the front. Any other children or young people, do come forward. So we're going to be looking this morning at the ABC of baptism. And the things will appear, hopefully, on the screen behind me. Excellent. The ABC of baptism today, and as I tell a story, I'm going to ask the children and young people to read out some passages to help us tell the story. And my trusty assistant, Martin, God bless him, will be running around with the microphone. So if I read out a passage that you need to find it, stand up, and if you're the first person, you will get some sweets. Bribery always works. So as we go through the story today, some words will come up on the screen when you need to make a noise. So today's story is a noisy story. So we say, ooh. Today's story is a mysterious story, so we say, Today's story is an amazing story, so we say, Today's story involves lots of water. Splish, splash, splish, splash. Today's story also involves a beautiful bird hovering and fluttering, a dove floating down from high in the sky. So we can put our hands together and go, coo, coo. Over to Jackie.
You're all signing butterflies. That's it.
Sorry, I just touched it.
It's all right. There's no butterflies in this story. We need to get it right. So should we practice that again, Jackie? Lead us in our... Today's story also involves a voice, but not just any voice, the voice of God, the voice that can change everything. And therefore we say, wow. So are you ready for today's story?
Yes.
So our story starts with a letter A, which stands for arrival. So who do you think arrived? Santa? Jesus. So children and young people, if you have your Bibles at the ready, who can find Luke 2 verses 4 to 7? Luke 2 verses 4 to 7. When you found it, stand up and Martin will come ready with microphone and sweets. So Luke 2 verses 4 to 7. If you feel able, you can read it, or Martin will read it for you. Is it on? Is the microphone on? Luke 2.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
That deserves a big round of applause. So a baby was born, and Mary, as she had the baby, would have rocked the baby. Come on, guys, rock the baby. It's an all-age service. You have to get involved. And the baby became a child. The child became a teenager, and the teenager became a man, the man Jesus. Many people were watching and waiting for Jesus. One man in particular who was anticipating the arrival of Jesus was a man called John. John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin. So now I need a volunteer who's not got a Bible in their hand to be John the Baptist. Anyone will do. Poor Moses. So Moses, if you'd like to put on your belt, your leather belt. I couldn't clothe you with camel's hair. That was just one step too far. Your wild honey. And it turned out that Sainsbury's didn't do locusts. So I've got foam shrimps. So John the Baptist, who wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt round his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And we say, ugh. And Jesus' cousin John was a noisy, wild man. Look wild, Moses. He would shout, change your ways, get ready for the king. Change your ways, get ready for the king. Everybody can say it together. Now, lots of people went to visit John at the Jordan River. Right, I need two responsible people to be in charge of the river. Any takers? Oh, look, Ruth and Valerie. Do I introduce you to the unironed bedsheet? If you'd like to take the River Jordan. If you'd like to wave it up and down like a river. And lots of people went to visit John at the Jordan River to be baptized. Splish, splash, splish, splash. They came to be baptized, and that is what the B stands for in our ABC. Ladies, you're going to be there a while, so. A lot of people were going into the river to be baptized with water as a sign of making a new beginning. So they were being dunked under the water by John as a way of showing their public declaration that they wanted to follow God and say sorry for all the wrong things they had done. And start a new beginning with God. It was a way of saying they wanted to change their ways and get ready for the king. So when Jesus was about 30 years old, I need a Jesus. So he went down to the River Jordan, where there was lots of people, and John the Baptist. Go forward, John the Baptist. Lots of people were being baptized in the River Jordan, and there was a lot of splashing. Splish, splash. Then Jesus went up to his cousin John and said, baptize me. John looked at Jesus and said, I can't baptize you. You are the new beginning. You are already clean. You are the one from God, sent to rescue everyone and put everything right. You should be baptizing me. No, said Jesus. You come first. Baptize me. And so John took Jesus into the water to be baptized. Now, how you're going to do this is up to you. Oh, lovely. What happened next? I need my Bible readers. Can you find Matthew 3, verses 16 to 17? You like to read.
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
Excellent. Round of applause. And we had the bird again, didn't we? I feel a bit nervous about turning it into a butterfly. But the Holy Spirit, represented by the dove, going... And as we saw, Jesus was baptized, dunked under the water. I'm afraid I'm going to have to sit down. Some of you know I've got a bit of a health issue going on. You know, the Holy Spirit, a person of the Trinity, was there with Jesus, descending on him, an example of a special relationship between the act of being baptized and the Holy Spirit. And then God, the Father, as we heard in the passage, spoke, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And we say that together in a big, loud voice. This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. And the crowds went, wow. And John went,
wow.
Moses, this is your moment. And John went, and everyone who heard this story went, wow. As Jesus was baptized, and the whole Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are there in one moment together at the baptism of Jesus. The river can sit down if they'd like to. But the story doesn't stop there. That was B for baptized. Jesus immediately after he was baptized went off into the desert and he had quite a hard time being tempted and tested. It was difficult and a struggle, but God helped him. And Jesus went on to teach and preach all over the place, explaining more about himself and God and how we should all live our lives. And later, as you know, if you've been in Sunday school, Jesus died. He died on a cross made by the Romans and died for all the wrong things we do. And that's what we remember at Easter, which is not that far away. But after Jesus died, he came back to life. And that deserves a wow. And his 11 disciples met him on a mountain in Galilee. And Jesus gave them a message. Bible readers, are you ready? Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Jesus gave his 11 disciples a message. Matthew 28, 18 to 20.
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son
and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
Well done, that deserves a round of applause. So Jesus told them to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So the see in our story is commanded. Jesus gave a command to us to get baptized. And if you look in the book of Acts, you'll see the early church baptizing people. Bible readers at the ready? Acts 2:41.
I don't know if I can decide who was first there. You were both at once. Can you read it together at once?
Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
Well done. Round of applause. And if you look in the book of Acts, in the early church, you see people getting baptized and as a natural expression of someone's faith. And it's not just a symbol, it's a marker, a line in the sand, saying to everyone publicly that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. It's a new beginning. It's saying the old has gone and the new has come. And we believe just as the Holy Spirit. Was present at Jesus' baptism. We believe the Holy Spirit is present at each believer's baptism. It's a moment of grace where God draws near and can and does refresh and renew us and empower us for the Christian life by the means of the Holy Spirit. So if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you've accepted that he's forgiven your sins and you haven't been baptized, I would encourage you to come and talk to me this morning about making that public declaration and following the pattern set out in Scripture. You see, what Esther's doing this morning, she's heard God's word, seen what Jesus did and commanded his disciples to do. She's believed and accepted Jesus as her Lord and Saviour. And she'll tell us more about that in a moment when she gives us her testimony. And today she's publicly declaring her faith to us as her church family here at Woodside Baptist Church. That's what this morning is about. It doesn't mean that after her baptism, everything's going to be wonderful and rosy and she'll never have a problem ever again. Sorry, Esther. Because we heard, didn't we, that Jesus was tempted in the desert. But it does mean that she's being obedient to God. So we remember, what did the A stand for? What did the B stand for? And what did the C stand for? So my challenge to you today is, have you accepted that Jesus has arrived on earth? Have you been baptized? And are you a disciple of Christ, encouraging others to be baptized as commanded in Scripture? Let's pray this morning. Holy God, we thank you that indeed you did arrive on earth, here amongst us, that you know what it is like to be a human being, that you have worked on this planet, that you have felt the sand between your toes, that you have been really here. Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, as we come this morning and we saw the example of you being baptized by John, Lord, I pray that you might help us and encourage us to take that next step if we haven't already. And Lord, for those of us that have been baptized, I pray that you help us to continue walking in that faith, continuing to follow after your ways as you would have us. So Lord, bless us this morning, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're now going to invite the musicians and the singers back onto the stage. And we're going to come and sing, God, I Look to You, before Esther comes and shares her.